we have these high-resolution models now that really can help pinpoint the storm evolution. We also have a lot of background in those. You ever heard about those weather soundings? And there's a big debate over the loss of some soundings in the spring. Well, we can actually analyze those soundings, and from those you get the storm mode. And so not just the weather balloon soundings, but the model soundings. And those help us indicate that there's going to be the potential for a lot of wind on the backside of these storms. So we infer that, between that and the model data, we're able to kind of give an idea of storm evolution, and this is what it's pointing to.